Hey, it's Andy. Welcome or welcome back to the Brownsbridge Church podcast. At the end of this episode, please take a moment to download the Brownsbridge Church app, where you can access all of our recent message content, as well as find out more information about Brownsbridge Church. And the app is the easiest way to share this content with a friend. But most importantly, I hope the following presentation inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey.
Well, I love the last line of that song, "Oh, for grace to trust him more." And I feel like it's really fitting for the season that we're in, that we need grace to trust him more during these days. I know that I need grace to trust him more during these days. And that wasn't necessarily the case early on. It seemed like when we first were quarantined to our homes, there was a lot of energy around what we could make happen during these seasons. Some people on social media were making it seem like we were going to be able to change the world from our very own homes. Others of us were just excited to be around our families. We were excited about all the different things we could watch on Netflix. I mean, the world was at our fingertips on Netflix. We had all this material, all these shows to watch. In homeschooling, it was like, hey, we're gonna have their day structured out. Our kids are gonna go to bed on time. They're gonna get all their assignments done. And it was just all this energy early on. And now that we're 50 plus days into this quarantine, I don't know what your experience is, but it certainly feels like the energy has faded and that we're beginning to run on fumes. Kids are going to bed at all hours of the night. If they get one of their assignments done, we feel like we have achieved as homeschool parents. There's nothing left to watch on Netflix. We've literally, I think in our community, we've probably watched everything there is to watch on Netflix. The themed dinners are gone. We're throwing Pop-Tarts at people for dinner now. It's like, hey, we've done takeout from every place we could possibly imagine to try to support local. But now we're tired of that food. And we're beginning to run on fumes a little bit now that we're this far into the quarantine. I know for us, last night, we tried to have dinner out on our back porch. It was a beautiful night. We thought this would be a great opportunity to kind of change up the pace a little bit. And we get out there, and in the process of us having dinner, I turn and I look, and one of my sons has safety goggles on. And his brother has the electric leaf blower and has it at point blank range. I'm sure that's not what Home Depot intended it for, but it's at point blank range and it is blasting the wind in his face. He's opening his mouth. His mouth is this big. And then just a few minutes after that, I turn around and one of my kids is peeing off the deck. So I was like, you know what? I really think the wheels are beginning to come off here at our house. And we don't back up to woods. We actually back up to other houses. So if you live in one of those houses, my apologies for what was going on the porch last night. But I don't know what it looks like in your home. I don't know what you're experiencing, but it seems like collectively, again, some of the energy is fading behind being in the home and we're beginning to get that itch for things to return back to normal. And it's kind of like in the movie Home Alone. I don't know if you've seen that movie before, but Macaulay Culkin, when he first discovers that his family's gone, he's like, this is the greatest thing ever. This is going to be incredible. And he's got, you know, the chocolate syrup on the ice cream for dinner. He's eating every kind of sweet imaginable. And he's staying up all night watching all sorts of movies that he shouldn't be watching as a 10-year-old boy. And he's loving life. There's all sorts of excitement that he's having around that season. And then, you know, it gets to a point 4 or 5 days in where he all of a sudden is kind of over eating ice cream for dinner and watching all the movies. And he sees a picture of his family sitting on the countertop and he goes, oh yeah, I really miss them. It dawns on him what he's missing. And I think that's kind of the season that we're in now that we're a couple months into this. The excitement, the energy that we were having in the early days is beginning to fade. And we need grace in these days. We need grace to trust God more in these days. And you may be holding strong. You may say, Adam, that's not really my reality. Things are great. I'm loving the time with the family. I'm getting a lot done with my job. My kids are doing great with homeschooling, but a lot of the people that I talk to, and I know it's our experience as well, is that we need grace. We need grace during these days. We need encouragement during these days to endure and to persevere and to have the patience that we need to continue to make it through this time. And if that's you today, if you're watching this and you need encouragement, you've come to the right place. And if you're new to Brownsbridge, if someone invited you to watch today, or if you live in our community and you somehow found out about us and you decided to tune in, I'm so glad that you're here. And I'm going to share a few verses of scripture today. And even if you're not a Christian, I hope that today encourages you. And I hope that if nothing else, you see that this is the invitation that Jesus has offered to us. That when we follow him, we put our faith in him, these are the things that we can experience. I'm going to be reading a few verses from the New Testament book of Hebrews. And what the author has been talking about up until this point, he spent about 4 or 5 chapters going into a lot of detail about the Jewish sacrificial system that was in place for people to relate to God in the first century. And as he's going into this detail, he's also talking about how Jesus was the fulfillment of the law. He was the fulfillment of this righteous requirement that we needed to have in order to connect with God. And he's saying, look, all of these, this old way you had of relating to God, Jesus was the fulfillment of that. He was the sacrifice for sins once for all. The Jewish people in the first century would go to the temple over and over again to make sacrifices, to offer sacrifices for their sin. And the author of Hebrews has spelled out in great detail how that's no longer the case. Jesus has fulfilled that. He has been the sacrifice for us to connect us with God, to reunite us with God once for all. And so as he transitions, he's moving into the so what section. Because this is true, here is how we should live. Here is how our lives should look. Here is how we should respond based on what Jesus has done for us. He gets into the application portion of his letter. Chapter 10, verse 19, he says this, therefore, meaning all that I've just discussed, all the writing, the 4 or 5 chapters before this, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. And again, the audience he was writing to would have known exactly what he was talking about, what he was referencing. The most holy place was where the presence of God dwelt. The author of Hebrews has explained, no, we can now enter into God's presence. We can enter into his presence because of the blood of Jesus. He says, we have confidence to enter the most holy place. We don't have to be hesitant about the way we draw near to God. It says, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain, that is his body. And again, these were all references to what he had just spent multiple chapters talking about. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, that Jesus has become our priest forever. This is what he says. And this is what he's going to encourage us with today. Let us draw near to God. And that's the first thing I want us to see. That during this time where we're beginning to lose energy, where we might be beginning to struggle in this time of quarantine, the author of Hebrews would encourage us with what he was encouraging the followers of Jesus with in the first century. Draw near to God. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart. Sincere meaning truthful or real. You don't have to fake it when you draw near to God. You can come as you are. Are you sad? Are you angry? Are you depressed? Are you cheerful and grateful? Whatever you're experiencing, bring that with you as you draw near to God. Draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. You can be assured. You can be confident as you approach God. That's the first. He says, let us draw near to God. The second thing he says is that we need to hold on to hope. This is what he says in verse 23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful. I love that word, unswervingly. It means unbending, not changing direction, to be steadfast to the end. And I don't know about you, but I have felt like I have swerved a lot in recent days as I've dealt with our reality during this pandemic. There's been days that have been good and there's been days that have been hard. And I love that encouragement to hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. And the hope that they professed in the first century was not a circumstantial hope. It wasn't that our circumstances are going to improve. For us today, it wouldn't be that, okay, the economy's going to turn around, or the hope that this will end soon and we can go back to work, or the hope that my job is going to make it. All of those things are good things to hope for. The author of Hebrews is talking about a hope that's much bigger and then that is much more enduring than those things. He's talking about the hope that we have in Jesus. Andy talked about this a couple weeks ago, that there is hope in the end of the story. Hope that there is more to this life than just this life. That's where our hope ultimately comes from. So we have a creator and a God who loves us and who has redeemed us through his son, Jesus. And that because of that, we can maintain hope even if our circumstances don't change. So hold on to hope. He says, draw near to God. Hold on to hope. And then the third thing he says in this passage is to stick together. Listen to this. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. And I think that verse is just hilarious in this day and age. It's like some are in the habit of not meeting together. No, all of us are in the habit of not meeting together. And it's not a habit, it's a requirement. We don't even have a choice. We can't meet together during these days. But here's what's so powerful about this verse. He says, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. So the opposite of not meeting together, according to the author of Hebrews, is not meeting together, gathering together. The opposite of not meeting together is encouraging one another, spurring one another on toward love and good deeds. The purpose of coming together, of meeting together, is to encourage one another. It's just a means to the end. It's not just meeting together that's the point. Meeting together is just a means to an end. It ultimately leads to that encouragement of one another, to spurring one another on towards love and good deeds. And the author of Hebrews knew this is the purpose of the church. And in the first century, they had no way of encouraging one another without being together physically. Very few people could write. Very few people could read. They obviously didn't have text messages, social media, emails, phones. They couldn't connect in those ways. So the only way they could encourage one another and spur one another on was by physically being together. But you know, that's not our reality today. And the purpose of the church hasn't changed. I mean, it's all of us have been guilty at one time or another, treating church like it's an attendance competition. Like I just need to be there so I can check the box, so I can feel good about my week. But there's way more to church than sitting in a seat and listening to a presentation. The purpose of the church is to connect with one another and spur one another on in life towards love and good deeds. And this is what I love about this season, is that so many of you are doing this, and you are doing this well. You're staying connected through emails and through phone calls and through FaceTime and through this new thing that everyone's having to experience called Zoom. There's middle school and high school leaders that are leading their small groups of students every single week through Zoom. They're getting on their computers and they're talking about life and faith and how to navigate this time. There's adult small groups that are jumping on their computers and encouraging one another as some lose their jobs, as some are furloughed, as some are trying to figure out what's next for them, as many adults deal with homeschooling their kids for the very first time. Many of you are continuing to be generous during these days, and that's allowed our church to do some incredible things in the community to support our nonprofit partners that are on the front lines, providing food, providing financial assistance, providing help to those that are in need during these days. You are helping encourage one another. You are helping spur one another on towards love and good deeds. You're doing what the author of Hebrews encouraged those followers of Jesus to do in the first century. You're sticking together, even though we physically can't be together. You're staying connected. And it's showing us again that we are stronger together. This church, as we connect and as we live out the mission that Jesus has given us to live out in this community, we are stronger together, even when we're apart. And so thank you. Thank you for being the church, even during these days. So let's continue to do that during these days. Let's continue to draw near to God and hold on to hope and stick together.
Hey, friends. Where are my friends? Oh, there you are.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Todd and Kate.
Hi, guys.
Hey, y'all.
I hope you guys are having an amazing time with your families.
No matter how big and scary this virus seems, our God is so much bigger than that.
Open your hands. Pray a blessing on them today.
Luke, who's in your heart?
Jesus. We're
gonna shine. Why not bring the dance party to you?
I love to juggle.
We can play a game of Simon Says.
And that same peace is offered to us in any circumstance. We are stronger together.
Because of Browns Bridge generosity and our ongoing partnership, they have helped us to pack bags, to deliver food. If we need anything, we've been able to shout out to Browns Bridge and it's come through. Stronger
together. I hope you have fun at home.
I miss you guys so, so, so much.
I'll see you soon. I'm gonna go practice some more.
Well, so many of you have been doing so much for us to stay connected and to stick together during these days. And I just want to say thank you for small group leaders, upstreet leaders, Wamba leaders. You've been reaching out to your small groups, to your kids, your students, adult small group leaders. Thank you for staying connected. Thank you for continuing to encourage one another and spurring one another on towards love and good deeds, however that looks during these days. And I'm grateful for you. Let's continue to draw near to God and to hold on to hope and to stick together during these days. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you that even in the midst of this season, we can find hope in you. And thank you that these words that were written 2,000 years ago, they mean so much to us today. And they can encourage us today that in light of all that Jesus has done for us, we can draw near to you with confidence and with assurance and with a sincere heart. And we can hold on to the hope that you provide. And God, that even though we can't meet together physically, God, we can stick together. We can stay connected during these days. And as a result, be encouraged and be spurred on in our lives during these days to continue to follow you, to not give up hope, to not lose our energy, to not lose our endurance during these days. God, thank you for the life that we have in you, and would you continue to lead us as we follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for watching today. I hope today was an encouragement to you and that it does encourage you to stay connected this week. We look forward to seeing you back here next Sunday. Have a great week.
Hey, once again, thanks for listening. If you're a Forsyth County resident, I would love for you to attend one of the weekend gatherings at Brownsbridge Church. For directions, service times, and information about our fabulous children's and student environments, please visit us at brownsbridgechurch.org. brownsbridgechurch.org.